Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. We're in 2 Samuel chapter 15, where we are watching King David walk out of Jerusalem to a wilderness type of experience. And in the midst of that journey, King David says, you know, whether or not I come back to Jerusalem as king, I am trusting in the Lord. We've also been looking at Psalm chapter 3, where David is crying out to God, concerned about what all of his enemies are saying about David, that God would not deliver him. And so we're talking about this question of how do we submit to God's plan in the midst of suffering, which is what David is undergoing. I think a large part of the answer is believing what God has promised. God had said that he had forgiven David. God had promised to extend David's lineage forever. And it seems that David was resting in those promises. In fact, we see David resting in those promises in Psalm chapter 3. He says there, "You are a shield about me. You are my glory and the lifter of my head. I cried to the Lord, and he answered me from his holy hill. I laid down and slept. I woke again, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of many thousands of people who have set themselves against me." So God has made promises to us that Jesus' life and death and resurrection are enough to satisfy the wrath of God against us. It is enough to pay off our debt of sin. It is enough to secure our righteousness and eternity forever. And Jesus' ascension back to heaven came with the promise of the sending of the Holy Spirit to indwell us, to comfort us, to embolden us, to be our wisdom, our strength, our hope, our life. And so we rest in those promises, which leads us to being yielded to God's will. If the Spirit of God is indwelling us for those purposes, then do you not think that the Holy Spirit will be yielded to his Father's will? But yieldedness and submission does not mean passiveness in our lives. Resting in the promises of God does not mean retiring from the work of God. Resting in the promises of God is oftentimes full of action. As you pray today, please remember Garrison Orellana and his family, our national changemakers in Peru. And also remember the Yamwezi LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.